This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. We're welcome to Virgo Land. This is Tune In with Erica. Hello, hello, hello. If you think I'm laughing, I'll tell you why later. Oh, Mercury retrograde. Whatever. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are, even if you're listening to the on-demand system. This is Tune In with Erica, and it is my pleasure to get together with you today. As I say this, I am having the doozy of a Mercury retrograde. I've got to the point where now I just fall about laughing all of the time, because if it can, it does, and it will. I've put up my banner, and there it is. It had gone missing. Good morning to those of you in the Facebook chat room. Good morning to Maureen and to Sandy and to Alan. I will go in there and look more comprehensively as we go along and do my best to do readings for you. First day of Virgo today. Motto, I serve. I hope so. It certainly has been part of the motto as my Mercury retrograde this week. Let me tell you why I'm laughing, because I was listening to Mark Husson talking about the Mercury retrograde, and I absolutely agree with him. And good morning to Laura, who's just come in the room. Absolutely agree with him that they're a wonderful opportunity to look at what's going on in our lives. And sometimes absolutely nothing much happens in mine. I get an opportunity to review stuff, and that's fine. But we've had this super blue moon in Aquarius, which of course is innovation and thinking outside the box. I have had the doozy of a Mercury retrograde. I already have. Let me take you through the list. First of all, my car's emergency light came on, the engine light. Came on, went off for a journey, came back on again. So I had to take it into the garage. And they just said, no, it's just having a temperamental hissy fit. It thinks that there's an exhaust problem. But I've just paid £600, which is about $800, to have a new exhaust on it. So they reset the emergency light. And so far, so good. The car is going fine. Then the car keys broke. Not just the bit you fire at the car to make it, the doors open automatically. The key physically broke in the lock. So there we go. My phone, my house phone that I keep exclusively for calls for 1-2 Listen. I just use my mobile for social calls, but my house number, very few people have it. And of course, it's very important to me because it's my link to my clients on 1-2 Listen. Perfectly all right on Monday, tried to log in to everything on Tuesday, could neither make outgoing nor receive incoming calls. Endless time on a phone tree to the phone providers. Eventually they run a test saying, no, there's nothing wrong with it. Let's reboot the system. Rebooted it. Phone works fine. So there was that. Then I tried to turn my computer on. Mm-mm. Wouldn't turn on. No reason. Just wouldn't. So I did a hard reboot. Computer worked. Half my emails have gone missing, and I have a big contract that's happening tomorrow that we've had to sign endless paperwork. Half the emails went missing, and then when the certificates came in, only half scanned. Had to rechase that. I've wrecked my shoulder as well. I'm due to give a gong bath on Saturday, and I was helping a friend with gongs last Sunday. I don't remember doing anything specific. Yes, I was picking up heavy gongs, but nothing went ow. But my shoulder is now completely trashed, and I'm doing everything I can to fix it. But I think it's going to take me a while. So there's that. And then finally, last night, I went out to dinner. Ordered a beautiful meal, a part of which had a very lovely soupy hot curry sauce on it. And three of us had it, and we were fishing around the plate amongst the vegetables thinking, we can't find the main bit of the meal. And the chef had completely forgotten to put the main component of the meal into the sauce. I mean, what? So the restaurant were very, very apologetic and actually gave us a free meal and a free dessert. So that, thank you, Mercury, for that one. But I just thought, really? Just what is going on here? So I have meditated a lot. But okay, when you get a collision of things like that, you really have to pull up and listen. And what's the lesson in here? And the lesson, of course, for me is being something of a control freak in my life, or I have a tendency that way, is to surrender. I've really just had to surrender and just think, okay, instead of getting in a state over these things, just accept that this catalogue of things is happening. And maybe I have to accept that I do not push the world around and it will turn perfectly well without me trying to turn it if I take a rest. So, but the dinner last night was the last straw. The restaurant expected us to be very angry, and I just fell about laughing because I just thought, really, Mercury, can we not? Anyway, so I'm going to talk a little about surrender today. And if you're having that kind of Mercury retrograde, I'm in the soup with you. But they're there for a reason. So I can see lots of people now coming into the Facebook chat room. So I will go in there and take a look and tip it up the right way and do the, let's see if Mercury can manage to get the comments the right way up. So I can say good morning. So good morning to Sandy. Good morning to Maureen. Good morning to Denise. Good morning to Laura. Good morning to Lioness, and good morning to Pamela. Lovely, and thank you for your sympathies and empathies. Really, it's really kind of you. It's very, very kind of you. But I've got to the point now where I just think we've got to get till the 28th, till we're at the end of this Mercury retrograde. I just, hands up, I surrender. I really do. Just, can we have no more now? I've got the lesson, surrender. So anyway, I hope that you're not having that much of a soup as I am, and I'm going to do these readings for you as well. So let me just take a look. I'm going to do a reading, Happy Virgo, if you're a Virgo. Happy Virgo time, happy your time of the year. I'm going to pull a card just because we're in the first day of Virgo, which is, to me, is I serve, is their motto. Technically, although I'm a Libra, under the Vedic system, I am Virgo, which I find interesting. It's an idea I always resist, and I don't know why it pushes my buttons. I think it's because I really like being a Libra. I really do. I just think I've always identified as that. So when somebody says, oh, well, actually, you're a Virgo, bless you, Mo, thank you for that. I slightly kick back against that. But obviously, clearly, I must have Virgoan traits. And actually, I've got a lot of my planets are actually in Virgo on my chart. So there is something to be said for that. So let me just do a card for you wherever you are, whether you're in the Facebook chat room or not, or whenever you are, if you're listening to this show on demand on the replay, let's have a card together, you and I. So what? Oh, there we go. What do we need to know? Now, that's interesting. Considering what I've just been saying and falling about laughing, I have the Awakening card. It's actually the Hanged Man in Standard Tarot. This one comes with Archangel Shamuel, who helps us find what we need or what we need to see, which I find interesting. This particular hanged man is hanging upside down in a tree, and absolutely everything is falling out of the bag that he's carrying. Now, this is the same character in my deck who started out as the dreamer, the fool, and he just packed his bag, and now everything is coming out of that bag, so that he's going to have to look at his entire journey and what is valuable and what's not and what's he's collected. And then what he can't see behind the tree is the road, his life continuing, but there's a fork in the road, so he's going to have to take this pause and reevaluate. Otherwise, he won't know which fork in the road to take. And I say it comes with Archangel Shamuel, whose name means sight of God, or whom God sees. And it's about seeing what we need. So a particularly apposite card, I think, for the moment. So that's for all of us today. I'm going to go back into the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to refresh it because I can see that I've got more comments coming in there, and just see what we all have to say about it. You're probably going to tell me about your Mercury situations. I just think Mercury is a joy, but sometimes it brings us our lessons. So Sandy, let's have a look. Sandy, my darling, you've got an appointment tomorrow, a medical appointment, discussing your health upcoming, and a request for a medical certificate. Any messages from my angels about that, please? Well, first and foremost, I would tell you to take Raphael with you. And as it's a discussion, I would take Archangel Gabriel with you. If you're feeling nervous, you could ask Archangel Michael to come with you for courage. But Michael also, Gabriel works with our sacral chakra and is about new beginnings. And obviously, Gabriel is the annunciator, the communicator. But it's actually Michael who works with your throat chakra, which always used to puzzle me when I began. And when I started to work with it, I realized why that is. So you could take those three archangels with you. In fact, you could send them in advance. But let me just ask if, with the cards, they would like to add anything else to that. So if you are going anywhere for a conversation, you can always take Archangel Michael with you. If it's health, then you want Raphael. And new beginnings or discussions, again, Gabriel. I promise you, Sandy, I put the cards back in the deck and you could hear me shuffling. I've got the awakening card again. I've got exactly the same card. This is about taking a good hard look at everything. And you're discussing your health. Well, this is your journey. This dreamer on this card, it's his journey up to now, this present moment. So he's going to review absolutely everything and his life and discuss what's the best way to move forward. So I would approach your situation in that way. But because this comes with Archangel Shamuel, who helps us see what we need, I would also take Shamuel with you as well. So you're going to have an archangel wrap. You're going to have Michael, Gabriel, Raphael and Shamuel. That's quite a lot of power to take into that conversation, and good luck with it. Maureen, good morning. You're having a good Mercury retrograde. I am pleased to hear it. It's been a rest and recharge. That's what they're good at. New dryer, new dehumidifier. As you're about to leave for Italy. Oh, lucky you. I'm going to Italy in October. Italy is to me, it's a very uplifting place. I just love it. They have, the Italians have a pretty good take on life. They're very intense, but I love some of their take on life. Your poor hubby went through COVID again for the fourth time. Lordy. So you need some Raphael, Archangel Raphael, and some rest in there. You would like a card. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2 Listen. I've just seen you come in the room. So a card for Maureen, please. What would be helpful? You've got several cards, Maureen. In fact, you've got three. So I'm going to start with the air card that comes out first of this trilogy. And this is the Nine of Air. And in some decks, that card looks fairly horrific because it's the Nine of Swords. But it's actually about unnecessary worry. It's unfounded fear. It's those things that keep us awake at night, that keeps churning in our head. But actually, they are just thoughts. They're just worries. And if we're not careful, they can take away our peace of mind. So very mindful of that, because what I'm then shown is I've got the Eight of Fire, the Eight of Wands, which is, it's got a full moon. And interestingly, we've just been through an incredibly powerful supermoon. This says that there's a lot going on when you get the Eight of Fire. Life is very busy and you're saying you're having a rest and a recharge. So to me, that with the card, the mental card says, yes, make sure that you take your rest and mentally decide to rest. It can also mean events are absolutely up in the air. And sometimes when you get the Eight of Fire, you just have to let them blow up in the air and see what lands first. It's letting go of control, because actually you can't control it. But I do see a good outcome, because the final card you have is beautiful, Queen of Water, Queen of Cups. She's loving, she's compassionate, she's very sensitive. I'm thinking this is you, Maureen. But also this lady can give too much of herself and burn her energy out. So when I've got those three cards together, I'm going to say rest and recharge is really good. Enjoy your rest. Measure, pace yourself, and make sure that you don't do too much, and enjoy your time in Italy. Gosh, I am so envious. Good morning to Denise. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Okay, a message for Laura, please. What does she need to know right now as we approach the new Virgo age for this year? What does Laura need to know for her highest good? Do I need to ask a different question? If your card deck won't run and you've cleared it by knocking it through, ask a different question. If it's not what Laura needs to know, what card would be helpful to Laura? What action should Laura take? And as I said, when action Laura should take, the card comes out. So if ever you find that problem and you're doing a reading, change your question. Seems to be an ongoing theme here. I had the theme with Maureen of just, you know, let it all fly in the air and let go, and you have the transformation card. In standard tarot, this is the Tower, which again is a card that some people really are scared of getting, but it just means get out of the way. Things are going to happen in whatever, and you just have to surrender and get out of the way, and sometimes just stand back and look at it. You don't necessarily have to do anything with it, but it's just don't grapple with it because it's pointless. So expect unexpected revelations. Sometimes it means you're breaking free of procrastination if you've been stuck. It's about release. Again, it comes with Archangel Shamuel, same Archangel. So this is about surrender and release. And as I was saying with my Mercury retrograde, I've just had to let go. As a Libra, I tend to be a bit of a control freak, and I've just had to let this go and surrender. So release, release, release. Denise, bless you. Thank you for your comments. Yes, the retrograde has me in its sights this time round, but hey, maybe it's what I need to learn. Lioness, happy Thursday to you. Pamela, lovely to have you in here as well. Thank you for your kind comments about my troubles. My lessons. Okay. Pamela's, you're having a Mercury retrograde doozy as well. Well, we're in it together. And if we're in it together, Lioness said, oh, my days. Wow. Well, yeah. But hey, we live in powerful times. And I think that actually the best thing to do is make the best of them, whatever they bring us. Because frankly, what else can you do? Apart from try and make the best of them. So I think I have caught up on all the readings. Let me just take a look at where I am in the show. Okay, I've got about 12 minutes left. So I'm going to leave the Facebook chat room open. If you would like a reading, or you've had anything to say about the retrograde, or if you'd like any more questions about the archangels I've been talking about, then you can pop in the Facebook chat room and ask me. If you have never done that before and you're wondering how have those people got in there, the answer is very simple. You go to the website 12radio.com. You'll see there's a menu on the left-hand side with many good things, one of which is to chat. Another good thing is the on-demand, which means you can listen to all the shows from my colleagues, and I do drop in and out of there to catch up with shows, because obviously being in the UK, some of those shows air when I'm asleep. So you can always do that. I can just see that Terry has come into the room, so I'm just going to do another Facebook refresh and just see how Terry's Mercury is getting along. And now, of course, my computer is doing the Mercury thing. I'm going very slow. I'll be right with you. Don't hold your breath. We're almost there. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Okay, let's see where I've got to. Good morning to Jennifer, my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Virgo season starts tomorrow. Can already feel the changes in the air here. We had a massive storm. We had the supermoon, and then we had a storm that just blew everything off my garden table. It was a doozy. I think it was the tail end of that storm that you had up the East Coast in the States, because I'm far west here. We tend to get the tail end of whatever you have going up the East Coast, and we certainly copped it last night. Maureen says, yes, Italy is your favourite, isn't it just? I'm learning Italian. I'm on the nursery slopes of learning Italian, but I am enjoying it. So good morning to Terry. Happy blue moon, I think. Yes, it was the blue moon on Monday. So, yeah, it was quite the moon, quite an innovative moon. Lots of people felt it. Sometimes people say they can't sleep when there's a full moon. On the night of the full moon here in the UK, the storms were so bad you couldn't see a thing. But the second day was completely clear, so I just left my blinds open and let it shine into my room. And I slept like a log. It had quite the opposite effect. So maybe I was taking in all that energy. I'm seeing even more comments coming in, so I'm just going to refresh again, and then I'm going to do some more cards. And also just talking about ways to surrender. I mean, how do you surrender? Well, I think the only answer is that you have to set your intention to do so. I'm by no means an expert on this, but I think that sometimes you just cannot fight with life. Lioness with like a message. You've had, let me have a look, recently had a birthday. Of course you can have a message, Lioness. I missed that one when I was refreshing. So a message, please, my darling angels. Oops, from Lioness. Lovely card. Happy birthday, by the way. Two of Fire. Comes with Archangel Zadkiel. Always about, the Two of Fire is, you've had the initial, the ace, the beginning, the brilliance, the sparking, the, like striking the match. Pardon me. And the two is always about taking the next step. So you've just had a birthday. So this might be quite a nice card if you've felt your birthday has given you enthusiasm for another trip around the sun for a year. Be bold and ambitious in your choices. Sometimes it means getting together with people. So I don't know if you spent your birthday with people, but with like-minded people or people who care for you or people who inspire you. Excuse me, just taking a sip of tea, otherwise I'm going to cough. It's about expansion in general. So that's a perfect card for you if you've just had your birthday. Be free to expand. Good morning to Laurie Love as well. Nice to have you in the room. Thank you very much indeed, another colleague. It's lovely to have all this support. Right, let me see where I am at. Okay. I've got about 7 minutes left. So I was talking about surrender and how to do it. Sometimes when I don't know how to surrender, I don't know what to surrender, I do turn to journaling. And in fact, I did yesterday. And just think, what is it I need to look at? I've been using Liz Gilbert's lovely prompts, which always work, which is, dear love, what do I need to know today? And sometimes that one will trigger stuff. But it is extraordinary that you think, I have nothing to say. What am I going to say? And you sit there and you have the pen in your hand, and then suddenly it starts to come. And because I've had all these lessons, dear Mercury, thank you, on control, or more to the point, letting go of control, that's exactly what started to come when I started to journal. And I started to look at places where I might manipulate. I thought, that's interesting. Look at my behaviors with other people, because you can guarantee whatever you do to other people gets done back to you. Life is just like that. Maybe not immediately, but it will. What goes around comes around. So I've just been looking generally at control and manipulation and interaction and interplay with people in all walks of life, business life, personal life, even my relationship with myself. How do I control or manipulate myself? Now, there's an interesting thing to journal about. Do you control or manipulate yourself? Do you insist to yourself that you must look or do or be or appear in a certain way in life? Now, that's a very, very interesting question to journal about. I can see some more comments coming in the chat room, so I'm just going to refresh while I'm continuing to talk about this. But yeah, so let Mercury do whatever it needs to do in your life. I'm just going to tip these comments up the right way so I can see what's going on. So all comments. And go down the bottom, make sure I've said hello to everybody. Okay, I've got more comments. Thank you. That's a lovely rose, Laurie Love. Thank you very much. And Tara. Happy Thursday. A little dancing dragon. How nice. Yes, my dragons have been about very much so in this Mercury retrograde. So where am I? Where am I now? Okay. So I was going to do a card. I was going to ask the angels. So, dearest angels, as I've been talking about surrender, and we've had the awakening card twice so far in the readings today, which is about being tipped upside down and having to reevaluate everything in our life's journey so far, what would you say to us that would be helpful to view the times we are in? We're in Virgo, we've got a Mercury retrograde, there's all sorts of other planets retrograde as well, but I'm not an astrologer, but if you listen to Mark Husson and all the absolutely brilliant astrologers on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen, they, you'll get a far better bead on it than you will from me. So what do we need to know? How do we make the best of the times right now that we are living in? And as I say right now, the card comes out. So interestingly, I have one of my favorite cards in the deck. It is the Two of Water. It has a new moon in it, so a new beginning. It has a little Cupid flying above, and two people in a happy home raising a glass to each other. And this is about a resurgence of love, but it's about falling in love in its broadest sense. So this is falling in love with life. Yes, it can mean a romantic encounter. If I were doing a reading for someone and they had specifically asked me for information about a romantic encounter, I would say, yes, it's on the cards. It's going to happen. But this card is much, much broader than that. This card is about loving life, about raising a glass to life. It's saying that the message on it is, if you want to move forward, you've got to use forgiveness. So maybe that's what's getting shaken out of our bag to take a look at, with the awakening card and Shamuel showing us what we need to see. What do we need to forgive? Is it ourselves? Is it other people? Is it our patterns? This card can also be about exchanging gifts, because these two people are raising a glass to each other. So it's acknowledging the other people who are in your life, who give you gifts, who care for you in whatever way they care. It might be in a business sense. It could be your bank manager, or it might be a friend or a family member, or it might just be the person who takes the time and trouble to smile at you in the grocery queue or chat to you. And it's that exchange of gifts. And have you noticed when you do that, even if you just are standing in the grocery line waiting to pay, or you're somewhere else and somebody smiles, even a stranger, and you don't know them, but you strike up a conversation, and doesn't it feel better? Doesn't life feel that little bit better because you did? I was looking at that with the manipulating behaviours, because there's been this lesson teaching on Facebook that I've been following. You know, when I do a compliment, do I compliment because I want something back? Or do I compliment people because I really mean it? Authenticity. And it doesn't it feel good when you really mean it and the person just brightens a little? And you think, I hope that made a difference in that person's life. So I think that's the theme as we step into Virgo. I serve. How do you serve? Why do you serve? Does it come from the heart? Is it spontaneous? Or how do you feel when somebody spontaneously serves to you and pays you a compliment, or does something nice, or holds the door open, or simply just says something nice? I think on the balance, there's far, far, far more good in the world than there is bad. I've always considered that to be the case. It's just that media serves us up the rubbish. So be very mindful of that as we go into Virgo. And I hope that that will help you flow through the retrograde and have a really good week. So there you go. I am nearly out of time. So have a really great week. Stay with 1-2 Radio, because Jay and Raven are on the way with your exclusive backstage pass. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, lots of love. Take care of yourself. And bye-bye for now.